Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We still have a week to go to the holiday, but, you know, it's the weekend before. We've got Santa Parade in Scranton tomorrow morning. There's the Wilkes-Barre Christmas Parade in the afternoon. TSO at Mohegan Sun tomorrow, so be prepared for that. Maybe you're going. If you're not and you're traveling around that area, 1 to 3 p.m. and then 5 to 8 p.m. That's right, for the night show. Those are the hours you're going to see traffic near that exit on Interstate 81 all the way towards the arena. The back road also coming from the mall. It's going to be busy, busy. Dixon City has their, we talked about their festival on Sunday.
Yeah, there's a lot of
holiday stuff that's going on. Boy, one thing that's not going on, I'm not going to get into the Rittenhouse thing, but that was planned for tomorrow. Remember that event locally and at all? That's made statewide news. I did see that on the Harrisburg Penn Live, talking about the fact that was canceled. A lot of, you know, controversy about it. People will be traveling for Thanksgiving, a record number. It seems like, do they just pull out this thing every year and just up the numbers? People will be traveling.
I feel like they do that. They do that every time to get us excited. And it's really hard, I think, to get those numbers. And no one cares enough to double check.
So 81.8 million people, according to AAA, that's a 1.6 million jump from last year. Now, airlines are not expecting any residual impacts from the government shutdown. Things have been ramped back up again. So Sunday, November 30th is predicted to be the busiest air travel day. So you're thinking people that, you know, head out and get on their flight, they'll be coming back. That's Sunday, November 30th. They do say flight bookings, though, for November 26th, so we're talking the day before Thanksgiving, through November 30th, are down about 3% compared to last year. And people think that may have been due to the uncertainty, the government shutdown. People may have said, you know, we're going to do a different thing.
I feel like it's been like that for many years. Like, it's the planes, trains, and automobiles effect, where that idea of you don't want to book your travel last minute because if something happens, you're never going to get home.
Right, right. So 73 million people predicted to go by car. And that's about 90% of the people who travel on Thanksgiving or for Thanksgiving. Renting a car is 15% cheaper than it was last year. Wow. And if you are heading on the roads, they do say the busiest day expected to be, or days, November the 25th, which is Tuesday. So some people get an early start. Wednesday, November the 26th. Not many people expected to be traveling on Thanksgiving itself. And then the next busy day will be Sunday, November the 30th. So if you want to think of the best time to start going, before noon, Tuesday, November 25th, or before 11 a.m., Wednesday, November 26th. So heading home, going before 11 o'clock in the morning, anytime from Black Friday to Saturday and Sunday, early morning or after 8 p.m. if you're heading out on that Sunday. So I'm looking at a list of the best new Christmas movies of 2025.
Are there
to stream?
Any?
There
oh,
are
streaming.
Some.
Yeah, streaming.
Okay. Streaming services are rolling out some shows. And I'm looking at a list here of some of the ones you should watch. There's one, Tyler Perry's Finding Joy is on Prime Video.
Jotting all of these down.
It's the New York fashion designer dissatisfied with her career trajectory, follows her crush to Colorado, skids off an icy road, rescued by an improbably handsome hermit.
This really sounds like
it's rugged mountain man.
This seriously sounds like the trailer could be like, you know, this is the film Hallmark said pass.
Now this
it
one,
sounds like it could be a Hallmark movie.
It gets one snowman.
That's
one.
The best, right?
No.
You don't want too many snowmen.
No, not
okay,
the best. So
that's not good.
I'm giving
okay.
you some of these. All right. Two snowmen for, and this one's on Apple TV, The Family Plan 2. There was one in 2023 called The Family Plan.
It's Mark Wahlberg's in this,
yes.
I believe. All right.
Retired CIA assassin turned suburban dad. This is a holiday-themed follow-up. He and the wife and kids on a European vacation. And there's one last job he secretly accepted. So there you go. That one gets a two frosty.
So this is like European vacation and Taken.
Right.
And Meet the Parents.
It's on Apple TV and that starts today, that show, if you want to catch it for the weekend.
All right.
It's on starting today. All right. There's another one. This one is from Netflix. Two snowmen for this one.
Out of how many snowmen does it say? Is it five?
It doesn't. I don't know. I'd have to go down the whole list.
Okay.
So
all right. Just
bear with me.
Sorry.
The Night My Dad Saved Christmas 2.
To enjoy it.
I love this. Most folks are lucky to get a chance to save Christmas once in a lifetime, but twice? This is a sequel to the 2023 Spanish language original. Father and son tasked with rescuing Santa from the clutches of an evil toy company executive. So that one is not out until December the 6th, but that will be on Netflix.
The night?
That was The Night My Dad Saved Christmas 2.
Okay.
All right. Okay. If you'd like some killer Santa stories, you've got Silent Night, Deadly Night, which will be in cinemas, I guess. It starts December the 12th.
Is that a remake?
Looks like a remake of the original 1984 slasher.
I remember there was so much controversy when that first came out. Like
there's already been one remake before, it says. But it gives the audience what it wants. Campy, fun, gore, and a guy in a department store St. Nick outfit swinging an axe. There you go. That one's not until December the 12th. I'm sorry, they put that on the list and said streaming. I'm sorry, it's in theaters.
It'll be in streaming soon enough.
Netflix has one called Champagne Problems. Ideal for those who watch Emily in Paris. All right, so
this is
one, Friday Night Lights, Minka Kelly, a striving executive sent to the City of Lights to seal the deal with high-end champagne brand for her employer, ends up having a tryst with the vineyard owner's handsome son.
Gets pregnant and gives birth to an elf. How's this connected to Christmas?
Champagne Problems gets two Santas, and that one is now on Netflix.
She gets hungover.
If you want to watch that
never
one.
Never closes the deal.
Another one that's out now, a very Jonas Christmas movie on Disney+.
Now you've got my attention.
That gets three snowmen, so we're getting better.
Yeah, well, there's three Jonas brothers, so it makes sense.
Right. So this is, they say, fictionalized versions of themselves embarking on a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles-esque odyssey to get home for Christmas. There's exploding airplanes, wolves, and Kenny G along the way.
Well, like I say this a lot, and I don't say it to brag. I say it because I know if people like to laugh at it. But back in 2007 and 2008 and 2000, I interviewed those guys when they were younger. And they were the sweetest, most down-to-earth family. Their parents were great, and they've gotten gigantic. So I always like good things to happen for them.
Right.
They've never given me anything back. I just think they're nice people.
I'm fast-forwarding to the four snowmen. As I've seen going through here, they're going from okay to the best.
Oh, okay. So that's this list has been underwhelming. So
we're sorry. No.
Strap in.
I'm still going to watch them.
Strap in.
Oh, What Fun is the name of the Prime Video show. And they say this is ideal for sarcastic Gen Xers who secretly love the holiday.
That's me.
So it's directed by wet hot American summer's Michael Showalter.
I like him.
They say Michelle Pfeiffer's in this. An overworked, underappreciated mom who ditches her family at the holidays to participate in a televised holiday mom contest. It sounds cheesy, but they say there's an ability to wring genuine emotion from the corniest setup. It gets 4 stars. It's not on Prime Video yet, but it will be there December 3rd.
If it's like any of their other stuff, they did like a cult film called Wet Hot American Summer or Hot Wet American Summer.
Right.
And they did a sequel. It's quirky weirdness. You
that's
have to really buy
saying.
In.
Yeah, so yeah, you should like this one. All right, another one that's not out yet, but it will be December 12th on Netflix. My Secret Santa gets 4 stars.
Wow.
So we've got a single mom pulls a she's the man disguising herself as the jolly fat guy to land a gig portraying Santa at a ski resort.
Is Melissa McCarthy, is this her or no?
Single mom is Alexandra Breckenridge.
All right, then I was typecasting Melissa McCarthy.
Anyway, that one gets 4 stars. That's a Netflix December the 12th. Netflix does have right now a Merry Little Xmas, and it's X-E-X.
And not X-X-X, okay.
Yeah, E-X-Miss. And Lindsay Lohan, with Lindsay Lohan experience a kind of sort of mainstream career renaissance, Alicia Silverstone steps up as this season's beloved actor who sort of disappeared now, reborn as Netflix Christmas diva.
Well, how about that?
Yes. And this one is out now on Netflix, and it does get the 4 snowmen. So that's a good one, too. Also, coming to Prime Video, we've got Merchants of Joy. This one starts December 1st.
A war film.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
Documentary spotlights the colorful cast of characters who lord over the Big Apple pine business as they jostle for street corners and high sales. So it talks about the highly competitive market for Christmas trees.
Oh, phew.
And it's a cutthroat industry. It's a documentary.
Oh.
That sounds really cool.
That actually does sound interesting. It's like, what are they fighting over corners for? Is this about prostitution? Like, no. I don't know what it was. That's my corner.
It gets 3 Santas. So those are just some of the holiday-friendly stuff. We're going to hopefully have some local teams making their dreams come true. We've got state playoffs. It's a must win for these teams. EJ Samuel, he has been out and about covering high school football all this season. Good morning, EJ.
Good morning, Nancy. Hello, Jason. How are we?
We're good. He has not seen family or friends in weeks. He's been
so
on the road.
So these are all games tonight, and these are the teams that are left from Northeast PA. My husband, my son are going to this first game. We're talking about the 1A game, Lackawanna Trail at Belmont Charter.
Yeah, so what a great matchup this is going to be. Lackawanna Trail 12-1, and for a reason. Realistically, they should be undefeated. I saw their game at Shamokin last Saturday, thought they looked fantastic. Isaac Ryan and Tyler Jervis were just a dynamic duo. Every single position, they just have it covered. I think Belmont Charter is one of the better teams, though, in the state as far as being on the ground. They got to stop the run, and they got to get their run game going. That's what Lackawanna Trail needs to do.
All right. So what's your prediction in that game?
Honestly, I do think Lackawanna Trail is going to pull that one out. It's going to be close.
You think it's going to be a tough one, right? Yes.
Oh, my goodness. But I think Trail's probably got it by maybe a 1 or 2 point game.
All right, so close. Because even last week's game was pretty close.
Right.
All right, let's move on to 4A, where Cardinal O'Hara is at North Pocono this evening.
Oh, yeah. See, now we're getting into the point of the state playoffs where you see all those teams with the Cardinals and the Bishops, and you're like, oh, boy.
Yeah, the private stuff, yes.
God is
right?
on your side.
So now
am
you're
I ever
getting
wrong?
Those.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, North Pocono's got their work cut out for them. O'Hara, one of the powerhouses in their area, and they're in southern Pennsylvania, near Philadelphia. All those Philly schools, again, great running game. North Pocono has struggled a couple of times with running teams in this area, so they really got to batten down the hatches. But I got to tell you, Coach Greg Dolan is one of the best coaches in this entire area. He could be one of the best in the state. I'd be willing to make that argument. And I really think his guys just need to persevere, and they need to make themselves big. They got to stop the run yet again.
Yeah. So North Pocono, Cardinal O'Hara, I know we all want to, we're all cheering on the locals. What do you think? Score prediction here.
realistically, I do think that Cardinal O'Hara might sneak this one out. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. Again, North Pocono would not shock me if they won this game. This is going to be another one of those 1-2 point games. Yeah, so I'm telling you right now.
Close game. All right, let's move over to 3A. We have Northwestern Lehigh at Scranton Prep. And this is going on at Berwick High School. So you're going to be at that one, right?
Yes, I am.
What do you think about this game?
I've got so many thoughts about Scranton Prep, because if you think about it, when we started this season off and everybody was like, including myself, said Prep's going to be undefeated and they're going to be great, and they started off a little shaky. This is one of the only teams left in all of the six classifications with 5 losses. But since then, they've turned on the Jets, won 8 straight. There's no way they don't make this a dogfight. But Northwestern Lehigh, the powerhouse, they won states recently within the last 3 years. As a matter of fact, I think they're pretty sure they won last year. Here's the bottom line here. Northwestern Lehigh is one of the best defenses in the entire state. Will McPartland and Scranton Prep have to get their offense going by any means necessary. If they stall out in the first quarter, it could be over quick.
Yeah. So you think another tight one?
I do. I think this is going to be about a touchdown game.
All right.
Quick question. Had Berwick won, would they have had a home game in the playoffs, or would they have shuffled things up?
Had Berwick won
last week,
they would have been undefeated.
All of these are not played at these are all played at neutral fields at this point, right?
Yeah. Once you get to state playoffs, it's all played at neutral sites.
It's all neutral sites at this point, so it's not at the...
Because they're playing at Berwick for this game. Okay.
So after
it's funny that you mentioned that, because Scranton Prep had to beat Berwick to get here.
That's why I brought it up,
because they were undefeated to that point.
Right. Yeah. All right, so there's only one more game after this game before they're getting to the state finals, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's one more game after this.
Right,
the game next week. The games next week will determine our finalists.
All right, so two games, including tonight, to get to the state. So good luck. We're all cheering on Scranton Prep, North Pocono, and Lackawanna Trail to win. Thanks, EJ.
I really think we can do it.
I hope so.
We can totally
do
this.
Do the trifecta.
Go to these games.
Yes, trifecta. All right, EJ, have a great weekend.
Hey, take care, guys.
Have fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA. This is another edition of
The Friday Beer Bus!
Were we all not paying attention for a moment there? The Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's
Friday Beer Buzz
Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 43. I don't know. I didn't even start drinking yet. 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. All right, Lindo Sabatini's with us. I better start drinking.
You sound like you're hammered.
I am in a room with unprofessional people who can't focus. What's happening?
I was watching the TV and reading the closed captioning.
You're coughing. She's mumbling. I don't know what's going on over here.
The Friday beer
pizza. I know.
Good morning, Pilgrim Pizza.
Hi, how are you?
How's the Pilgrim Pizza going?
Very well.
Yep. Off the shelves.
A lot of turkeys.
Are they gobbling it up?
Oh, man.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Yeah,
that was a good one.
Jason, laugh.
I'm thinking of something else. I'm trying to think
laugh.
Of my own.
Please laugh.
They're stuffing themselves.
Are they stuffing themselves? I love it. Jason's like, his brain's going.
If you're like sold out, do people flip you the bird?
Really?
I like that one. Are they dressing up for it?
No, that was a bad one.
That was a very bad one.
Convenient.
All right. You guys can send your own jokes along. 570-883-0098. Yeah, it was good. All right. So Pilgrim Pizza is flying off the shelves. They're gobbling it up.
No, it's been fun. We've got it into a rhythm now, so we're not just, they're going.
Yeah, that's
it's
good.
Got a cranberry sauce aioli.
Yep.
Yeah, so
it's got some turkey.
Bit.
It's got some stuffing.
Roasted turkey, stuffing, cranberry aioli, side of gravy. Comes with our regular crust and cheese.
I did want to ask you this.
Sounds so good.
Because I feel like I have to go try this. I keep saying I'm going.
Have you not had this yet?
No, because I wanted.
1925 Wyoming Avenue, Exeter, Pennsylvania.
I will do that. Maybe even today. Maybe. I don't know. How many? If you were really hungry, how many slices could you eat of it?
Small pie.
You really could. So it's not something that's like overly going to just weight you down.
I actually had a customer last night at the bar say this isn't really as filling as I thought it was going to be. I said,
that's a good thing, though.
It's a slice of pizza. I mean, it's still a slice of pizza.
It's a meal, though.
And it's not like it's. I mean, you've seen pizzas where they're like an inch and a half high at top. No, this is still looks like a pizza.
That's good to know. All right, that's good.
It's not a heaping pile of turkey.
You don't drop it on the counter like, it's like, oh my God. Sorry about your hand, lady.
We have had people order pizza when you're carrying it, your arm's starting to like shake.
That's different though.
Meat
lover with extra cheese.
this is a delicious
thick crust. Yeah.
This is more delicious treat than just overly weighting you down. That's a good thing.
It's. I'm telling you, I didn't start this pizza. I didn't make this one up. The kitchen and Shannon and John, these guys came up with this pizza for an event like 13 or 14 years ago. We've been doing it a long time, and it's right. It's just like I think it's perfect.
You've got it down to a complete science. All right. Well, we have a beer here. How do we tease this? It's a dark beer.
This is a dark beer.
Yummy.
What style beer is this?
This is probably a porter.
But it was one of two guesses.
Or a stout.
It's a stout.
Right.
I might have mispronounced stout.
No, you were right. This is porter and stout. I mean, that's a conversation that is very hard because what breaks the two of them up? They're both very similar. Porters, maybe you could say, are a little lighter.
Are they a little lighter? Yeah.
A little lighter.
Stout is deeper,
and this is
darker.
A little darker.
Okay. Heavier.
It wasn't far off.
I love them both, right. So that's good.
We have to get to beer news, though.
All right.
And then we can come back and find out what this stout is.
Got it.
All right. And can we talk for 5 more minutes about turkey pizza? Or are we good?
Perky pizza.
All right. Beer news and then the featured beer of the week after this.
Beer
news.
Happy Friday, everybody. It is Bill from MyBeerBuzz.com.
MyBeerBuzz.com.
With your Friday Beer Buzz news of the week. Alesmith Brewing in San Diego, California is adding another Speedway Stout variant. This will be called the Hammerhead Edition, and it will be helping to celebrate their 30th anniversary. The beer will be an Imperial Stout aged in bourbon barrels with espresso and coffee, and it will hit 13.46% ABV. That beer will be packaged in 16-ounce cans, and it is named and created to mimic the Hammerhead coffee. Brewery Omegang, Omageddon, will return. That beer will remain a Brett Saison Ale. This will be batch number 7 of this beer. The beer hits 8% ABV, and it will be packaged in 12.7-ounce bottles. And finally, I have delayed sad news because I've been traveling quite a bit. I'm very sad to report that Highland Brewing founder and the person that is considered the godfather of the Asheville craft beer scene, Oscar Wong, has passed away. We will certainly miss Oscar, and we will certainly miss his creativity in brewing. That is your Friday Beer Buzz News of the Week. As always, you can click on the Breaking Beer News tab on MyBeerBuzz.com.
MyBeerBuzz.com.
For all the latest details.
All right, let's drink
that. Sad way to end that.
I emailed Bill about him. I guess he'd been on the show as a guest like once or twice over the years. Yeah. So.
Aww.
Rest in peace, sir.
All right. So thank you for bringing in a stout. I love these beers.
So this is a stout. You're welcome, by the way. And this is a stout that Victory Brewing has been making for a long time. But every once in a while, it doesn't come out for a year or two. But now it is back in cans. And this is their Imperial Stout. This is Victory Storm King.
Storm King. Nice.
I'm trying to think what this reminds me of.
You like him?
Oh, that's neat. It's like an owl that's like some sort of
king.
I guess he's the king of the storm.
He's the king of the storm.
Oh, I guess it might be.
It's a black can with, is that gold? I can't see because I'm further away.
Pass the can down there.
Pass the can, please.
Victory Brewing Storm King Imperial.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I like owls too, and he's got a crown on. So
yeah, the owl looks like a
movie. I love it.
The Clash of the Titans back in like 1982. There was a mechanical owl. It looks just like that. It's freaking me out a little bit.
I love it.
You think that's where they were going?
Wow, it's power. It's a powerful one too.
It is. I was going to say it reminds me of like somewhere between like Guinness and
ABV
Yingling Black and Tan. Like it's in that. Like
no, it's not.
That's what I said, but you said it's not. So tell me why.
Yeah, both of those beers are under. Those are both like 5% alcohol.
This is a
beers.
Heavy.
This
I meant alcohol.
This is almost like this is like a Russian Imperial Stout at 9. What is it?
9.1%.
I was thinking for flavor, like the taste of it. It's got that.
It's deep. It's rich.
It's dark like both of those beers, but this is both of those beers on adrenaline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. But it is one of those that you probably shouldn't have too much if you're driving because it's 9.1%.
What did Webster call that?
Oh, the R's, right? Recliner. What was it? Remote?
Remote, yeah.
Relax, remote, recliner, something like that, where you're not.
This is a couch
out
beer.
There, yeah. I mean, unless you have a designated driver, but this is yummy.
This is a wherever you are beer. It's going to knock you down. I mean, you stay where you are.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you on the sidewalk?
I like it a lot.
Just the way I drink it.
This is a delicious. And I think that the can is fantastic. And again, I do think that the artwork that they do and all that fun stuff, you know, it plays a part in the appeal when someone is, you know, going in the store, I'm sure. And this one, it definitely has an impact when you see it.
It comes in a nice box. The six pack is a nice box with the same art, and it looks really nice. And we're just happy to have it back because it did go away for a couple of years, and then they decided to bring it back, and we're happy they did.
That's a very simple way to make people go, oh yeah, I love that, as opposed to it always being there.
Well, yeah, and it I guess it did drive up the want a little bit, where people were like saying, hey, where's Storm? Oh man, Storm King's back. They're excited.
Right.
And what I like about this stout is, I mean, not that peanut butter and coffee and vanilla and all these things and double chocolates aren't great.
Aren't fun, yeah.
But this is just a nice, clean, simple, back to basics, big boy stout.
Imperial stout. Yeah, it is. I think it's delicious. I love this one. Now you're going to have, you don't have this on draft, right?
No,
this is
I don't.
Just a can.
No, I don't have it on draft, but we have a large
a
stack.
Good supply.
Yeah.
So if you want to come in and get it, you have obviously the pumpkin beers. Are they still big right now?
Are they waning?
We have
a lot of pumpkin beer available. I try to do it through Thanksgiving and into Christmas a little bit because you eat pumpkin pie till when?
Right.
You know,
it's weird that it seems to end as soon as it does.
We still have pumpkin pie at Christmas.
All the way up until that.
All the way. So we keep the pumpkin beers going.
You have the Christmas stuff now coming.
All the Christmas stuff is in and on the shelves as long as it hit the market. There are one or two Belgians that we're still waiting for. Today, I know This is a good one. Course and Dunk Christmas is back because it wasn't available last year because they were in between importers. So we will have Course and Dunk Christmas landing today, and we're excited for that. And all that stuff is starting to come in.
So then you also have the ability, people can come in and make their own like gift baskets and things like that.
Or if you want us to, we can get a basket for you. But yes, we do both ways. Yeah.
With the holidays coming up, people will be coming in and, you know, getting the stuff to celebrate with. What are some good ones if someone is going to say a Thanksgiving get together? What do you think are some good ones to bring to the, you know, the host? Like that are good to just crack open on a Thanksgiving.
It depends. I mean, we have an apple crumble beer that came in from Southern Tier that people are grabbing now. I mean, I call them tweezinals. They're in between the seasons. Okay. So now that there's not really a late fall season, but we have brown ales and some seasonal stuff with apples and that kind of cranberry.
Okay, that's cool.
Some cranberry beers that people grab. Yeah.
I mean, if you guys are hosting and someone shows up, you're probably, Lindo, the wrong person to ask because you see this stuff every day. But if you show up, I think for Thanksgiving, you probably want to make people go, "Ooh, what's that?" As opposed to going, "I love that."
Well, sometimes there's like a big bottle that you can bring. Like I'm thinking like a Three Philosophers.
Presentation is a big deal.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of 750s and corking caged Belgians and that kind of stuff that if you just wanted to put it on the table during dinner.
Right, and they can pour some.
People are going to be intrigued to grab 3 or 4 ounces just to try it. There's a lot of that.
And that's really awesome.
And the holidays like Thanksgiving are perfect for sharing beer. You know, you want to grab a couple of singles here and there, and then you're going to go sit on the couch afterwards when you can't move.
Or watch some football.
And share a beer or two. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. It's fun.
And this one's really cool. So the beer today, Victory Storm King, again.
You know what else?
What?
Our ornaments just came in this year's ornament.
Oh, what's this year's ornament?
Is it a little Lindo like I suggested last year?
No, it's actually a Jason Barsky ornament.
Oh, yes! No.
It is. They've always been metal. This one's wooden, I don't know how she did it, but it looks like a Sabatini's pizza on a pizza peel.
Oh, cool!
So that's the little
handle thing.
You know, whenever you see anything that has pizza printed on it, all the pizza looks the same. It's New York pizza with big pepperoni. Yeah. This is actually a Sabatini's pizza on a wooden pizza peel.
Oh, cool!
Which is the pizza shovel thing,
right? The thing that you put it in and out of the oven with.
Yeah, so we have that Sabatini's.
The ornaments,
nice.
The merch, everything
is
there.
It's all coming in.
Good job, Shannon. She always gets some creative stuff.
Yeah, gotta give her the credit.
All right. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And shop till you drop on the Friday. I'm sure you'll be busy. But
What days are you open? What days are you closed? You close Thanksgiving?
No, we actually, the restaurants.
I knew that.
The restaurants close on Thanksgiving, but Jen will open the bar probably around 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Ooh. Okay.
So you need a place to come have one and get away from your crazy...
Run away after the
Your crazy in-laws or whoever.
Come so on let over. Me stop assuming I know what the heck's going on.
Yeah. No restaurant, but the bar is open.
Exactly.
Yes.
Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's a
Sunday,
big night. Wednesday, everybody's back from school, and they're all ready to go. All right. Well, have a good one, okay?
You too.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
This is two, three weeks.
Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 43 rotating drafts. At Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter, the Friday Beer Buzz, bringing good beers and good people together. All right, let's listen to what Joe Snedeker, meteorologist at Storm Tracker 16, has to say about the weather this weekend.
Hi, folks, and good Friday. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV, your personal meteorologist. Are you ready to get into the weekend? Do we want to call this like the last normal weekend before... I don't know, it all goes down. Think about it. Next weekend, it's the weekend after Thanksgiving, and then it's leading up till Christmas, and then it's New Year's. I mean, is this the almost last normal weekend today? We've got it just kind of cloudy. It's one of those days where there's no rain expected, but there's a mist in the air at times, and that could leave your wipers just going all day. You know, one of those days. But not bad for November, 45 to 50 and cloudy. Overnight tonight, rain moves in after 10 p.m. Rain tomorrow morning, but it's going to dry out for the afternoon. So the rain tomorrow morning should end as the parade begins in Scranton. High temperatures tomorrow with some afternoon sun near 50. Woohoo, baby! Sunday, Monday, partly sunny, 40s to low 50s. And then we have more showers Tuesday and Wednesday. Big travel day with highs back to the 50s on Wednesday. It's going to get colder but drier on Thanksgiving back to the 40s. You get it all here, see? And just think, 1 week today, Nance and Jason, I'll be out shopping on Black Friday for your special present. Not. Make it a good weekend.
He's hurting my feelings.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, a few things to mention that happened on this day in history, November the 21st, 1877. Thomas Edison announced the invention of a hand-cranked foil cylinder phonograph. He called it a talking machine. First thing recorded was the song, Mary Had a Little Lamb. There you go.
Funny that he announced the talking machine with his voice, not the machine.
Right. Mm. 1976, on this day, Rocky opened in movie theaters. Gonna fly now. Big, big, big stuff. 1980, 83 million people tuned in to the soap opera Dallas to find out who shot JR. On this date, 1980, 87 people died in that fire at the MGM Grand Hotel Casino in Vegas. That was horrible.
Yikes. Yeah.
And also on this day in 1989, a law banning smoking on most domestic flights signed by President George Bush. All right, it's time to play a little game.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
All right, Jason's going to guess the age. Within 2 years, we consider that a win. All right, here we go. Ken Griffey Jr., retired baseball player.
Somehow never involved with steroid allegations. Like, anyway, all right, he's 55.
56. Good job. Goldie Hawn. Love her.
She was trending on Twitter a couple weeks ago, and everyone's hearts was like, oh, no.
Oh, no, what happened?
She just happened to be doing something. nothing big, still alive. She's like 80.
She is 80.
Whoa.
Right on the nose. You're hitting it out of the park. Lorna Luft, Judy Garland's daughter, Liza Minnelli's half-sister, giving you some
tips. Today I learned Liza Minnelli had a sister. Didn't know that.
Oh, wow. You didn't know Lorna Luft?
Lorna Luft?
Luft.
Luft.
L-U-F-T. Sorry, I thought you knew.
No, clearly I did not know.
How old?
A weird thing to lie about. 82.
73.
All right.
I know. Well, you didn't know her. Yeah. Marlo Thomas, that girl.
Yeah. 85.
88. Nicolette Sheridan, Desperate Housewives. I'm not surprised this is disputed.
Yeah, probably like 70.
62. Well, she'd probably be.
She would hit with a heel or something.
Maybe she is 70. She took 8 years off.
Yeah, God knows.
And finally, Michael Strahan, who's been all over the place. Many shows. Yes, he has.
But he was a Giant.
Good Morning America TV host.
He was Regis for a few years until he broke her heart.
Yeah.
All right. He's younger than I am, I think. I'm going to say he's 46.
He is 54.
He's older than
He's 54. Huh. If it's your birthday on this November 21st or the 22nd or the 23rd with the weekend coming, have a happy birthday and a great weekend, okay? And also happy anniversary if you guys are celebrating today or elsewhere.
By the way, Brian Huser brought this up the other day, and I was just looking it up with Penn State's game. Season's been a little bit off. It is senior night, but last day of classes are today.
Tonight, yeah.
It being a night game, the season, the schedule, you can get tickets, it looks like, for $10.
Yeah, I know. I've heard.
There's really low ticket prices. Yeah. So if, well, that's not the point. It's like if you want the experience.
Thing is, there's a lot of students who had tickets also that probably are happy to give them if they're going to be going home.
You can get tickets on the 50-yard line right now for $108.
Yeah. Anyway, that's pretty cool.
You can play for three. No, you can't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.